Chapter 9. Queen Alice.
This is wonderful, said Alice. If I really am a queen, I must stand up. A queen doesn't sit down on the grass.
She stood up and walked around. She moved very carefully because she was worried about the crown. It was heavy and she did not want it to fall off. Suddenly, she was sitting on a chair with the Red Queen on one side of her and the White Queen on the other side. Everything in the looking glass world was strange, so Alice was not surprised by this.
Is the game of chess finished? Alice asked the Red Queen.
Don't speak first. Wait until someone talks to you, the Queen said angrily.
Alice was a clever girl, and she was always ready to question things.
But if everyone does that, she said, then everybody is waiting for another person to speak, and nobody will ever say anything.
That's nonsense, cried the Queen.
But she did not look very sure. Then she quickly said,
You said, if I really am a queen. You can't be a queen until you pass the exam. Did you know that? And we should start the exam in a few minutes.
I have to do an exam to be a queen, said Alice.
The two queens said nothing. Everyone sat quietly for a few minutes, and then the Red Queen said to the White Queen,
Would you like to come to Alice's dinner party this evening?
Yes, thank you, said the White Queen. And would you like to come to Alice's party?
Yes, I would, thank you, replied the Red Queen.
I didn't know about the party, said Alice. But if there's a party and it's mine, then I should ask people to come.
We were waiting for you to ask us, but you didn't. Do you have any lessons in being polite? Said the Red Queen.
I have lessons, but not in being polite, answered Alice. Lessons are usually for learning things, like maths.
Can you add numbers? The White Queen asked.
What's one and 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 one?
I don't know, said Alice. You said it too fast.
So, you can't add numbers, the Red Queen said. Can you take a number from another number? Take 9 from 8.
It's not really possible to take 9 from 8, said Alice. But
you can't do it. Try another question. Take a biscuit from a dog. What's the answer to that question? Said the Red Queen.
Alice thought for a second, and then she said,
The answer is the dog, I think. But no, if I take the biscuit from the dog will attack me and I will run away. So the answer is nothing.
Is that your answer? Do you think that the answer is nothing? Asked the Red Queen.
Yes, said Alice.
That's wrong, said the Red Queen.
She can't do maths at all,
the Queen said together. They then asked her different questions. There was one about the letters of the alphabet, another about making bread, and a third about a word in French. Of course, both queens thought that all of Alice's answers were wrong. and Alice thought that their questions were nonsense. The queens talked and talked. The White Queen's eyes started to close, and she put her head on Alice's arm, and she began to sleep.
"She's very tired," said the Red Queen. "Sing a nice song to her, to help her sleep."
"I don't know any songs for sleep," said Alice.
"I will have to do it then," said the Queen,
and she started to sing. But a minute later she said,
"Oh, I feel tired now."
And soon she was sleeping on Alice too. Then suddenly, both of the queens went away. It happened very quickly, and Alice did not see them go. And there was now a door in front of her, and a sign above the door said, "Queen Alice." Alice knocked on the door many times, but nobody came. There was a very old frog under a tree near her. He was wearing a bright yellow jacket and trousers. He stood up. He walked to Alice and he said,
"What's the problem?"
Alice was tired of waiting and she was angry. She said,
"Nobody is coming to answer the door."
"What question did the door ask?" said the frog quietly.
"It didn't ask a question," said Alice. "I knocked on it."
"Oh, don't do that," said the frog. "It will get angry. Don't touch the door, and then it won't touch you."
And he walked slowly back to his tree. The door then opened, and Alice could hear singing. At first, there was one voice, and then there were many. They were singing about Alice's dinner party, so Alice walked inside. The singing suddenly stopped. There was a very long dinner table in a large hall. Alice saw that there were about 50 different animals and other creatures, and even a flower, and they were sitting quietly at the table. There were three chairs at the top of the table. The red and white queens were already sitting there, but the middle chair was empty. Alice sat down in it and waited. Then the Red Queen began.
"The fish is finished," she said. "Bring the meat in now."
And the waiters put a large piece of meat on a plate in front of Alice.
"You look a little worried," said the Red Queen. "Alice, this is the meat. Meat, this is Alice."
The piece of meat stood up and smiled. Alice smiled back at the meat.
"Shall I cut a piece of it for you?" Alice asked the Red Queen.
"No, of course not," said the Queen. "You can't cut the meat now you know him. Take the meat away."
And the waiters came and took the meat, and then they brought a large cake.
"I don't want to say hello to the cake," Alice told the Red Queen, "because we need to eat something."
But the Red Queen looked angry and she said,
"Alice, this is the cake. Cake, this is Alice. Take the cake away."
And the waiters came and took it. But Alice quickly cried,
"Waiter, bring back the cake."
And the cake was soon in front of her again. She cut a piece and she gave it to the Red Queen.
"That was very rude,"
said the cake.
Why did you cut me, creature? Would you like me to cut you?
Alice was surprised by this, and she said nothing. A minute or two later, the Red Queen said to Alice,
You should thank everyone for coming today.
Don't worry, we will help you, said the White Queen.
But Alice did not really want any help. She was a little frightened, but she stood up. The two queens started to push her from each side. It did not seem to help at all, but Alice began to speak.
I want to say thank you.
The queens pushed hard, and Alice slowly started to move up into the air. Then the White Queen held Alice's hair and she shouted,
Be careful! Something is going to happen!
Suddenly, a lot of things happened at the same time. Candles came up off the table and into the air. And bottles seemed to have plates for wings, and they started to fly. The Red Queen was in the hot soup, and the meat was falling off a chair.
This is terrible, cried Alice. I want it to stop.
And she jumped up and held the tablecloth with both hands. She pulled it hard, and all the plates, bowls, and candles fell onto the floor. Alice started to say to the Red Queen,
And you!
But the Red Queen was not next to Alice now. She was the size of a little doll, and she was running around on the table.
And you!
Alice said again, putting out her hand to take the little creature from the table.
Are you really a queen? Or are you really a kitten?